You're listening to The Mainstream, and I'm Brett Mabee. Before we get back into the listening, I just want to take a quick moment to remind you that I'm always looking for great new music. It's the secret sauce of the show. Shh, don't tell anyone. So if you're a professional singer-songwriter, don't hesitate to send me your professionally recorded tracks to BRETT at mainstreamradio.net. Now, of course, that is the easiest and digital way to do that, but if you're old-fashioned like myself, you're more than welcome to send CDs to Brett Mabee, Turtle Island Tunes, Full Moon Radio, P.O. Box 252, Salamanca, New York, 14779. You can use that to stay in touch anyway, and let's have a little bit of dialogue. Let's have some audio fun together. As I was mentioning, we kicked things off with the blues in the first half as we paid homage to some of the greatest legends out there on the scene. And looking ahead, we'll be a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. One from Phyllis Sinclair in this block, but not before Robert Plant and his newest project, Saving Grace. Fun facts about the legendary Led Zeppelin singer. He's seismophobic, which means he's afraid of earthquakes. That is the inspiration for going to California. And he once donated $10,000 to a radio station on the condition they never play Stairway to Heaven again. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about doing that, Robert, so I don't know. I might just be playing that nonstop. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Without further ado, it's everybody's song getting us back into this half of music on the mainstream.
Thank you. Chuck.
Hey, this is Thea May from Atik Mixing and Anishinaabeg, and you're listening to Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.
Tried to start the car this morning, engine wouldn't turn. Threw my head back on the seat rest, breathed out a sigh to burn away the disappointment. Bite my tongue from words that I might say.
It's the girl and a boy.
and that first taste of joy. And it's that old photograph of two hearts torn in half. World. We build our hopes up high, perchance to someday fly across a clear blue sky to someplace new. It's a walk in the park or a shot in the dark. It's the thief in the night or the first ray of light. Oh, what a beautiful world. Become that highway sound and roll on through. It's the rise and the fall of the clocks on the wall. And it's the first and the last of your day flying past. Oh, what a beautiful world. Oh, what a beautiful world.
Willie Nelson and Rodney Crowell with Oh What a Beautiful World, the title track of Nelson's latest release, today on the mainstream. We also heard Cree singer Phyllis Sinclair, Anishinaabe singer, songwriter, producer, and head of Marilyn Music, Mark Marilyn himself with his family band Kind of Sea. And once again, we got into the half with the legendary Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant from his newest project, Saving Grace. That was Everybody's Song, kicking off the half. Thank you for joining me today. Check those listings for the next time you can dial in this show on your favorite AM/FM station and take me with you wherever you go by picking up the Live 365 app. It's available for both Apple and Android users. You can put it on your smartphone, tablet, or Apple TV, Fire Stick, or Roku. In addition to listening to the mainstream every Monday through Friday, you can also listen to incredible and unforgettable indigenous music 24/7. Just download Live 365, type in Turtle Island, and the rest will be right there for your listening pleasure. Before parting ways officially, one from Tommy Gotti, but not before this recent addition into the rotation. It comes by way of the Fourth Wanderers. They're an indie rock band from Montclair, New Jersey, known for their DIY vulnerability. They took a 7-year hiatus and returned this year with The Longer This Goes On. Now, while it's not an official reunion, it was inspired by the Beatles' Get Back documentary, where the band has shifted to a more collaborative writing style. I think it shows in 7 months. The song that I'm leaving you with today on the mainstream.
and his minister adds that Canada will not be able to accommodate all Indigenous concerns, what that means is that they have decided to willfully violate their constitutional duties and obligations. Mr. Speaker, sounds like a most important relationship, doesn't it? Why doesn't the Prime Minister just say the truth and tell the Indigenous peoples that he doesn't give a fuck about their rights?
Hey everybody, this is C.W. Ione, and you're listening to Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network.
You not digest the culture. But now I look back and I remember those moments where we would have these incredible parties, blues parties.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.